الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونستغفر ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل شيء شرفا يتباهون به وإن بها أمتي وشرفها القرآن وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah says the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. In fact, everyone of the Asmani Kutub, of the books from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the heavens, were revealed in this month of Ramadan. Various riwayats we find, according to one narration, the Suhuf of Ibrahim alayhi salam were revealed on the first of Ramadan. The Torah of Musa alayhi salam, one narration, second of Ramadan, one narration, sixth of Ramadan. The Zabur of Dawood alayhi salam on the 6th of Ramadan. The Injil of Isa alayhi salam on the 13th of Ramadan. And the Quran upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to one narration, 21st Ramadan, according to one narration, 24th of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala has selected of the 12 months in the Islamic calendar, Allah has selected this month of Ramadan for the revelation of not only the previous books, for the revelation of Quran also. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah used to say that every time I experience faqa and hunger, then a new door of knowledge Allah opened upon me. So ulama say Allah Ta'ala selected this month for the revelation of Quran because of the fast of the month of Ramadan. The verses of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, what greater, more appropriate description we can get of the Quran than that which the Quran itself gives. Allah introduces the Quran in the Quran. Wa innahu, verily this, latanzeelu rabbil alameen. This Quran is a revelation from Rabbul Alameen. This is Kalamullah. This is that Kalam. Ulama say if Quran had to be revealed in its original form, Allah's sifat, Allah's Kalam. If this Quran had to be revealed on its original form, on the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the protected tablets would have been crushed. They would not have been able to bear the weight of this kalam. This is such a kalam. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Allah says if you had to reveal this Quran on a mountain, Allah doesn't just say the mountain would be crushed. لرأيته, you would see it. You would see the mountain being crushed, being turned into dust, not able to bear the weight of this kalam. Such a Quran this ummah was given. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say to Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Shawwiqna Rabbana Azza wa Jal, Dhakkirna Rabbana Azza wa Jal, that, oh Abu Musa, give me shawq and inclination for my Rabb. Remind me about my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, recite the Quran. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, whenever I desired to talk to Allah, I would read 2 rakat salah. And whenever I desired that my Allah should talk to me, I would read the Quran. This is that message of love, message of shafqat, of kindness, of compassion, of mercy. Ulama say, nothing will take you closer to Allah. Nothing will take you closer to Allah than that which has emanated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. This Quran. It's a tragedy and a travesty that tomorrow the Hilal of Eid will be sighted. We will bid al-wida and farewell to this month of Ramadan. And for not thousands but millions of us, it will be farewell to the Quran also. 1 month in the year this Quran is read, the other 11 months. This is the lament and the cry of our elders. They say, Aaj Quran ek na ashna peygham ban chuki. They say, today Quran has become an irrelevant message. What is the purpose of my life? Why has Allah created me? Why are people dying around me? When they die, where are they going? What is happening to them? Why are some people poor, some people rich? Why are some people in the height of health, some people are sick? What is the goal and objective of this life? Who created the heavens and the earth? What is success? What is failure? My respected brothers, these are basic fundamental questions. That wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, if they are not answered correctly, if our life in this world is not lived according to the correct answers and dictates of these basic questions that I have asked, then we face such a damnation and such a doom, the like of which we cannot imagine. Go to the universities of the world. Go to the archives of the knowledge of this world. Go to the intelligentsia of this world. Go to the archives of knowledge and go page by page, line by line, and try and answer these basic questions. What is the purpose of my life? Why has this world been created? Why are people dying around me? What is success? What is failure? Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, line by line, page by page, you will not be able to answer any of these questions. The answer to this, the ta'aruf to Allah, the introduction to who is Allah, the meaning and purpose of this life, every one of these basic things, for that Allah has given us the Quran. The Quran that was revealed upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the tragedy and the travesty that is facing not only us as an ummah but humanity today, is that the ummah of the Quran themselves have turned their backs on this Quran. What is the day of the Quran? What is the night of the Quran? What is the constitution of the Quran? What is the dictate of the Quran? What does the Quran want from us? Leave the more than 6,000 verses in the Quran, 90 verses in the Quran plus minus. Begin with this expression, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Allah is not addressing the kafir. Allah is not addressing the disbeliever. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Allah is addressing Muhammad. Allah is addressing Yusuf. Allah is addressing Imran. Allah is addressing you and I. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. O you who believe. Allah is addressing this ummah. Leave the ummah that is away from the masjid, my respected brothers. The 5-time namazi who is making salah in the first saf for the last 20 or 30 years, who is regularly in the masjid, who 5 times a day is hearing this Quran being read. Go up to that person and tell him, 80 or 90 places in the Quran, Allah has addressed you directly. What does your Allah want from you? What is Allah saying to you? Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, look at the sharaf, look at the kindness, look at the compassion that is contained in this expression. When it came to the previous ummah, the Bani Israel or the Jews or the Christians, what did Allah say? Ya ahl al-kitab, ya ahl al-kitab, O people of the book. But when it came to this ummah, Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O people of Iman. O people of Iman, direct address. Somebody gives us a complex legal document. Somebody gives us a complex legal document, we'll pay somebody to interpret it for us. What is my Allah saying to me? What does my Allah want from me? What is the dictate of my Allah? What is the call of my Allah? 20, 30, 40 years of our lives have passed. This shock, this inclination has not entered the heart that let me find out what my Allah wants. Just now that Hilal of Eid will be sighted, the masjid will be empty. Just now that Hilal of Eid will be sighted and the same Quran will be put on some shelf forgotten. When somebody dies, it will be taken out. Or we think somebody has got some jadu or jinn asar, it will be taken out. That day is coming, my respected brothers. Allah Himself says in the Quran, that day is coming that my Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain before Allah. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. When the Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to Allah that, Oh my Rabb, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينِ was a mercy from head to toe. But he will be the plaintiff tomorrow against his own ummah. And he will say, Oh my Rabb, إِنَّ قَوْمِ my قوم, my ummah, turn their backs on this Qur'an. This is such a Quran. مَنْ جَعْلَهُ أَمَامَهُ سَاقَهُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ جَعْلَهُ خَلْفَهُ سَاقَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if my ummah will keep the Quran in front of them, this Quran will take them to Jannah. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا إِسْمُهُ رَيَّانِ عَلَيْهِ مَدِينَةٌ مِّن مَرْجَانِ لَهُ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ بَابٍ مِّن ذَهَبٍ وَفِضَّةٍ لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ. My Nabi said, in Jannah there is a stream. Its name is Rayyan. Above it is the city of Marjan. Marjan is a palace with 70,000 doors made out of gold. Allah has kept it for the one who attaches himself to the Quran. لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ. Many of us may feel we have passed the sell-by date. The brain cells are dead. We are gone too old now to learn Quran. My respected brothers, if we feel that about ourselves, why deprive our youth? Why deprive them of the knowledge of Quran? Faqih Abul Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah alayhi mentions the incident in his kitab. Mutarrib bin Shikhir rahmatullah alayhi, it's a Thursday night, night of Jumu'ah. He sees a dream. In his dream is a Muslim qabristan, graveyard. All of a sudden the graves open up. Opposite the graveyard is a field full of white, white pearls or pebbles. As the residents of the grave leave the grave, they rush to the field opposite and they are collecting. There is one person sitting relaxed, cool and calm against a tree, unperturbed, not behaving like the rest of the those who have come out of the graves. Mutarrib bin Shikhir says, I went up to this person and I asked him. I said, what is going on? He said, all those that have come out of the kubur are the Muslims that passed away. What are they rushing to collect in this field next door? This person said that that is the Isale Sawab. The living have made Isale Sawab. They are rushing, they are in need to collect it. Why are you not rushing? Why are not you not doing what the rest of them are doing? This person responds and he says, Allah bless me with a son. I taught my son the Quran. My son recites every day one khatam of the Quran and he makes isale sawab for me. So I do not need to do what they are doing. Where is your son? This person says, my son has a sweetmeat shop in certain bazaar. Next morning, Mutarrib bin Shikhir wakes up. He goes to that bazaar, he looks around. comes across a sweetmeat shop, handsome youngster, Nurani face. Whilst he is doing his trade, his lips are moving. Introduces himself. What are you doing? Whilst you are trading, I see your lips are moving. He says, I am reading Quran. My father with great sacrifice gave me the knowledge of Quran. Every day I make one khatam and I make isale sawab for my father. Few years later, same manzar, same scene. Again a Thursday night. Mutarif bin Shikhir sees the same dream. Now that elderly person is rushing with everybody else. This time no conversation takes place. His eyes open. The next day he goes back to the bazaar. He finds out that that youngster has passed away. What is the legacy that we are leaving behind? My Nabi said, keep this Quran in front of you. This Quran will take you to Jannah. And he said, if my ummah will turn their backs on this Quran, مَنْ جَعْلَهُ خَلْفَهُ سَاقَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ, the same Quran will take them to Jahannam. Cry tears of blood, my respected brothers. It will be but 24 or 48 hours. And our youngsters, both the ears will be clogged listening to haram music for hours and hours. We got that chance and opportunity this month to listen to the Quran. To attach ourselves to Allah's kalam. Let it be from the heart, this dard and this pain and this cry, that this connection with the Quran should not break after Ramadan. Such a Quran this ummah was given. Coming back to those verses which I mentioned, time is very limited. Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This Quran is a revelation, it is tanzeel. تنزيل ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا الرحمن على الأرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. Tanzeel, revelation untainted. Wallah, this Quran has the kalam, has the taqat and the power. No force in this world will come in front of this ummah if it had the yaqeen of Quran. This is that kalam that will crush mountains. This is direct from Allah. Allah says it was a revelation, the Lawi Mahfuz couldn't take it. The mountain would be crushed with its weight. Where was this Quran revealed? Where was this Quran revealed? Ala qalbik, on the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given such a heart that that kalam, which even the Lawi Mahfuz could not bear, the mountain cannot bear, the heart of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the capacity was created to bear the weight of kalamullah. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. Jibreel brought it عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ, on the heart of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And what is the purpose? لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. So that my Nabi, you call humanity to this Quran. You invite them. There is no greater welfare work. There is no greater social work. There is no greater service that any one of us can do to humanity than to introduce them to Allah. To introduce them to Allah's kalam. To introduce them to who is Allah. Otherwise, my respected brothers, there is no meaning in this life. There is no meaning in that health, in that wealth, in that degree, in that shop, in that possession. Nothing in this world has any meaning unless our hearts are linked and attached to Allah, linked and attached to the Quran. There is no greater service that we can do to humanity than to introduce them to Allah. One verse in the Quran. Allama Zamakhshari rahimahullah, great muhaddith, great mufassir. If you look at this word Quran, literally translated, what does the word Quran mean? That which is read over and over. That is the literal translation. This, it has become famous with this name Quran, but the reality is, that is not the name. He said if the Quran had a name, if the Quran had a name, it would be this last verse of Surah Ibrahim, where Allah says, هذا بلاغ للناس وَلِيُنذَرُ بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. This Quran is balaghul linnas, tabligh for the entire humanity. It is a message to the entire humanity. It is linnas. Allah has revealed this Quran for the entire humanity. Hudal linnas. It is hidayat linnas. Who is going to deliver it? Who is going to fulfill the haqq of tabligh? Who is going to make balagh and convey this Quran to humanity? The first muballigh, the first muballigh of this ummah, Allah addresses him directly in the Quran. Ya ayyuhar rasul, ya ayyuhar rasul, O my Nabi, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفَعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. O my Nabi, make tabligh. Dawat and tabligh. Allah, direct command to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make tabligh of this Quran. And then that Zat and personality, the most beloved of Allah, yet look at the severity of the warning. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفَعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ. If you fail to deliver this message, you have not conveyed your risalat. And then, in this tabligh, there will be obstacles. In this da'wat, people will turn against you. But, as long as this ummah is fulfilling the haqq of tabligh, what is Allah's promise? Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah will protect you. The promise of ismat and protection for this ummah against its enemies, Quran has linked it directly to this ummah fulfilling the haqq of da'wat and tabligh. Hada balaghul linnas. This is tabligh for humanity. First muballigh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. What was the logical dictate of this? That he should have had a lifespan till qiyamah. That he should have been given the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. That he should have had the wealth of this world pouring down upon him. Yet what was the reality? Shortest lifespan. Period of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days. 23 years, that's all. He should have been given the wealth of the world. Yet what was the reality? Wulida yateeman. وُلِدَ يَتِيمًا وَعَاشَ فَقِيرًا وَمَاتَ مِسْكِينًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He was born an orphan. He lived the life of a faqir. And he passed away a miskeen. Ulama explain, what is faqir? They say that person who has enough food in his house till the evening is a faqir. And that person who has nothing, nothing is miskeen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he left this world, his shield of armor had been given as collateral to a neighbor. He left this world in debt. There was nothing. Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, says it was the last night of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, the desire entered my heart that let me light the lantern in the home of Nubuwwat. There was no oil. There was no oil to light the lantern. How much oil is needed to light the lantern? She sends to the Ansari neighbor that, oh my sister, lend me some oil. Because I feel in my heart this is the last night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world. I want to light the lantern tonight. She says, I borrowed oil from the neighbor, Urwa bin Zubair. Her nephew says, radiallahu anhu, that, oh my aunt, oh my aunt, why did you have to borrow the oil? Why did you have to borrow the oil? She says, whenever there was surplus oil, we would use it for food. There was never any extra. She says, I borrowed the oil and I lit the lantern. And what does our mother say? Radiallahu anha. She says, this was the last night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the world. And it was the first night that the lantern was lit in his house. Whenever there was surplus, it would be food. At night, the lantern would not even be lit in the home of Nubuwwat. That home which lit the lantern of Hidayat in the whole humanity. That was the extent of faqa and poverty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything given for this ummah. Everything given for the haq of da'wat and tabligh. Everything given so that you and I today can be linked to the Quran. Everything given so that you and I have la ilaha illallah, the key to Jannah, in our hands. Wulida yateeman wa asha faqiran wa mata miskina. He was born a yateem, he lived a faqir, and he died in Muscat. But the weight of tabligh had been placed on his shoulders. So what was the intizam that was put into place? Ya ayyuha ar-rasul balligh, O my Nabi, make tabligh. He added one letter to this. And from his mubarak lips, balligu anni, O my ummat, O reciters of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, O ummat of the Quran, O followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Nabi has commanded you, balligu anni, every one of you have to make tabligh. Every one of you convey from me, walau ayah, even if you know one ayat. He didn't say you have to know the whole Quran. Even if you know one ayat, you are made responsible for tabligh. 23 years like this. And when the time comes for him to leave this world, on the plains of Mina and Arafat, that gathering is there, the light of which humanity will never see again. The pride of Allah's creation, Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He addresses them with the expression, Asa Allah talqawni ba'da ami hada. O my sahaba, after this year you will see me no more. He delivers the message at the end of it. At the end of it, he utters those timeless words, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ. If this hadith itself is a miracle. He didn't say فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الْعَالِمِ or فَلْيُبَلِّغِ التَّقِي. He didn't say the one who has knowledge must make tabligh, or the one who is muttaqi must make tabligh, or فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الْعَامِلِ or the one who is practicing must make tabligh. No! He said فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدِ. Everyone who is present has to convey this deen to the four corners of the world. Quran, hada balaghul linnas. First muballigh, ya ayyuha ar-rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. From darbar al-risalat, balligu anni walau aya. And finally, as he is bidding farewell to humanity, falyuballigh ash-shahidu minkum al-ghaib. What does this mean? That every one of us has been made zimmedar and responsible. Every one of us has been made zimmedar and responsible by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to carry this Quran to the four corners of the world. This is the haq of the Quran, the right of the Quran, that our lives have to be linked with it, and our last breath has to be taken conveying this Quran to humanity. That gathering in front of him, what did they understand? Where are their graves today? Uqba bin Nafi in Algeria, Abu Lubaba Ansari, Abu Zumat al-Balawi Tunis, Ruwaita Ansari Libya, Bara bin Malik Tustar, Humama radiallahu anhu Isfahan, Central Iran, Abdurrahman bin Abbas, Ma'bad bin Abbas, Northern Africa, Amr bin Mahdi Karib al-Zabidi, Nu'man bin Muqarrin al-Muzani, Nihawin, Abu Rafi Ghifari, Abdurrahman bin Samura, Khurasan, Northeastern Iran, Abu Ayyub Ansari, Istanbul, Abu Talha Ansari, Rome, Rib'i bin Ziyad al-Harithi, Sijistan, As'ad bin Furat, Sicily, Hudayfa bin Yaman, Iraq, Salman Farsi, Iraq, Amr bin As, Egypt, Bilal Habshi, Damascus, Fadl bin Abbas, Damascus, Khalid bin Walid, Homs in Syria, Shurahbil bin Hasana, Jordan, Zayd bin Haritha, Jafar bin Abi Talib, Abdullah bin Rawaha, Muta, Muaz bin Jabal, Abdurrahman bin Muaz, banks of the river Jordan, their kubur and their grave, that majma that stood in front of him on the plains of Mina and Arafat, each one of them heard from him, and with complete amanatdari conveyed to us that one salah in the haram of Makkah is equal to 100,000 salah in your local masjid. One salah in Medina, one riwayat 1,000 times, one riwayat 50 times. 50,000 times the reward of your local masjid. They heard this, they conveyed it, but my respected brothers, their graves are not in Makkah and Medina. They left Makkah and Medina. If they didn't leave Makkah and Medina, today you and I would not have had the Quran. Today you and I would not have had Iman. They understood the dictates of Dawat and Tabligh. This month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. This is the time of the khatam of the Quran. But my respected brothers, dil se kehrao, from the heart we are appealing. From the heart we are appealing. This is khatam of the Quran, but this is not al-wida with the Quran. Let it not be farewell with the Quran. Every day, like water needs, like crops need water to grow, by the qasam of my Allah, this heart needs the Quran. Otherwise it is a dead heart. We have to attach ourselves to the Quran, link ourselves to the Quran, with the tilawat of the Quran, with the learning of the Quran, with the teaching of the Quran, and with the tabligh of the Quran. This is the essence of Ramadan. Each one of us make this niyat that we will link and attach ourselves to the Quran. They said at the time of the khatam of the Quran, the malaika, according to one narration, they kiss the one who completes the Quran between his eyes on his forehead. In one narration it is mentioned 4,000 malaika. 4,000 malaika say Ameen to the dua that is made at the khatam of the Quran. Many, many narrations it is found that this is the time that duas are accepted. Anyway, this being an odd night, being the 29th night of Ramadan, very likely the last night. It is said in each night of Ramadan, Allah frees 1 million souls from Jahannam. On the last night of Ramadan, Allah frees that number from the beginning of Ramadan till then, how many He freed, equal to that just on this one night, Allah frees from Jahannam. This is a time of acceptance of dua. In the khatmil Quran, dua mustajaba. At the time when Quran is completed is the time of the acceptance of dua. Last night of Ramadan is the next time of acceptance of dua. Odd night of Ramadan, Shab-e-Qadr or not, is the time for the acceptance of dua. The ummah is in a plight. The ummah is in great difficulty. This is the time, my respected brothers, for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg and beseech from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.